Much to our surprise, under consideration for a role in Two and a Half Men, British actor Hugh Grant.
Turn off that stupid music.
Do you want the other music, Hugh?
Please.
Okay.
Oh, no. There we are. That's more like it.
You like that?
I do. I find it, how shall I say, what do you say over here? Catchy.
Can you sing along?
Men. No, I'm not. I'm not supposed to. That boy's got a lovely tenor.
But he was very young when he was born.
I perhaps could put him in the Vienna Boys Choir.
Oh.
Mr. Grant.
Yes, sir. Hello,
what's
Oscar.
The latest?
It's
of...
Grant.
Sorry.
It's Grant.
Grant.
You remember.
I did.
That's Grant.
Hugh Grant.
What's
Hugh
the latest? Grant.
But you can call me Hugh.
Hugh.
No, thank you.
What's the latest of the news coming out from Tinseltown that you may be taking over Charlie Sheen's part in Two and a Half Men?
I have been in serious negotiations with the producers.
Yes.
The director. Also with the cast members. I've met
what members?
I've met with all of the casts.
The
cast members.
Such as?
John Cryer.
Yes.
John Cryer and I actually read together for a screen test, if you will. Mm-hmm. And Conchata, who plays Berta.
Right.
What was your take on her?
I thought she was divine.
Yeah.
Really?
But yes, her delivery is delicious.
Really?
I found her stimulating as a conversationalist, and I found her superlative an actor.
Where do I know that name, Divine?
Divine?
Yes.
No. You're not going to go, my boy, you're not going to travel down that overused road, are you? Please tell me.
Oh, yes, you know well,
it was Divine Brown.
Yes.
I was with a prostitute.
Yes.
Well, I paid my dues.
Kind of
I know
guy.
It's been a while.
Don't hurt my feelings.
Was it a she or a he again?
No, you'll become a crier yourself.
It was a woman.
Oh.
And she serviced me in that way that men enjoy.
Did you enjoy the Divine Brown?
I enjoy the... Are we going to talk about the prostitute? Or I was told, under no uncertain terms, that I was going to come back and talk about Two and a Half Men.
Right.
That we weren't going to talk about my past.
Okay, then let's talk about, are you going to play the half a man?
Now, why are you diminishing my
That's
masculinity?
Funny,
it's simply a joke.
No, I would take over the role of Charlie Sheen.
Would you play Charlie?
Yes.
Really?
I would play Charlie. Wouldn't
be a new character.
You would
be
see
Charlie.
Scenes like, Jake, hello, you have to come down here. I'm trying to hide one of my many women that I sleep with from Alan. And we have to do that before Berta comes out of the kitchen.
Now, would there be any plots based on...
Thank you.
Well done,
you.
Bravo.
On
Thank
you
bravo.
Writing,
Thank you very much.
Writing songs?
Oh, pardon me?
Isn't he a song or a jingle writer?
Charlie
on the
wrote
show?
Jingles, commercial jingles. Will you be doing
oh,
that?
Oh, yes, yeah. Of course. Here's a catchy one.
Okay, really? Good. Here we go.
Make sure that you eat those potatoes when you're supposed to eat the potatoes. Potatoes taste good.
Okay.
It was the first thing that came to mind.
Don't applaud
Mr.
that.
Grant.
It was the first thing. Yes, hello.
You're a...
Grant.
You're a movie star.
I'm a star, but unfortunately...
Some people...
Yes?
Would say that TV may be a step back.
I do agree, but let me inform you that yes. If you can put a few more pounds in your bank account, then life is treating you very well. Do you understand?
That is
my
very
point?
True.
Are you using the same amount of logic to take this job that you did right before you made Mickey Blue Eyes?
Mickey Blue Eyes was a tour
not
de
so
force.
Bad. Not
Mickey
so bad.
Mickey boy, I am proud.
With James Caan.
I am proud of Mickey Blue Eyes.
You are. Oh, why?
That was, because I thought it worked. I thought it worked on every possible level, and I find it distasteful that you are here in this environment demeaning my body of work.
Did you work at Sotheby's or Christie's in that movie?
I worked at Christie's.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Christie's Auction House.
I always get those two confused.
But it may have been Sotheby's, though. Do you know why?
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 Because Mike O'Mara didn't see the movie.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What's the matter now?
I got this. My ears are filling up. I got this sinus condition. It's the change in temperature. I always get it from air conditioning.
Maybe it'll go away.
No, it's all part of my allergies. I get them in the summer.
Only in the summer?
And in the winter, too. I get them all year long. Allergic to foods. And pillows and curtains and perfumes. Can you imagine that? Allergic to perfumes? I used to drive Francis crazy. For a while, she couldn't wear anything except my aftershave lotion. I was impossible to live with.
Stop that, will you? What are you doing?
I'm trying to clear up my ears. You create a pressure inside your head. It opens up the eustachian tube.
Did it open up?
I think I strained my throat.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, it is Thursday, May 12, 2011, and we are over 6.5 million downloads, still growing every day. The expression broke the mold. When they lost both Matthau and also Jack Lemmon, they did break the mold from their younger days. I think that they, you know, it got
even
tired
still,
towards the end.
You know what? I will still watch the Grumpy Old Men.
Yeah, the original Grumpy Old Men, still pretty great. Damn funny. But I'll tell you, the original Odd Couple. It just,
you know what? There's
the
a
phenomenal.
It is not only just funny. There's a degree of sadness to the way he plays Felix that was lost on the TV show.
Right,
it's
right.
A pretty great script.
It's a great script, and you know, and just Jack Lemmon at his peak, in my opinion,
really.
Absolutely, and playing off of Walter Matthau. I mean, they were perfect.
Yeah.
It was Matthau being that sloppy sportscaster. The perfect couple. Anyway, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our show today brought to you by the Big Duff 2. Our annual golf tournament is May 21st at Cameron Hills in King George, Virginia.
Wow.
You need to sign up right away. We're winding down to it. It's a day of golf, prizes, adult hijinks. 1 week away, basically.
Yeah. We can sign up.
Followed by our End of the World after party. That's an addition from last year. We're at a secret location where you can look for Santana and O'Mara in the corner just going, I don't know. I don't know. What do you want to talk about? Really? I would say, conservatively, after about 4 o'clock, don't talk to
all
me.
All bets are off.
Several packages.
You will flip-flop between hugging and fighting.
We have the Platinum Package. Now, the Platinum is the big one, right?
Yes.
The Platinum Package includes your hotel and limo bus to the after party. That's a big deal.
Sure.
So if you want to party your ass off, you know, do the Platinum Package. Sure. We're not liable for any of that crap, right?
No.
We got proper releases for all that crap?
Yes,
I'm actually drying out till I go to the Duff.
Me too.
Wow.
Watch out.
And then it'll
my dry out also, you know, is involving 800 calories a day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, wow. I mean, be aware, like 850.
You're going to drink a beer and a half and fall over.
I think really it's going to be interesting, but I'll have a nice breakfast.
And the Country Buffet.
Yes. Click events at MikeO'MaraShow. Are they doing that again?
Yeah.
Click events at MikeO'MaraShow.com for details. They're going to have food in the morning?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, okay. There might be some little
so on our
there,
way down, we should all load up maybe.
Yes.
Get a Danish.
Have a big country
carbs.
Breakfast.
Load up on carbs.
If you want to go to this thing, you know, you're nuts, first of all, but I recommend it. Yeah. Click events at MikeO'MaraShow.com for
bananas.
Details. You're for the birds if you want to join us for this.
Yeah.
And should be special. 703-628-1343. Should be special, but maybe not.
It'll
so
be great.
After 6 p.m., it'll be hugs, slugs, and snug-a-bugs.
We're going to be down there. Buzz, wow. Rob, like Oscar, Mark's going to be there. RJ is going to be there. Tab Patterson coming in for the event?
I don't believe so.
What?
Well, his Kentucky location makes it tough.
He came last year?
No.
Didn't he?
Oh, he didn't come to that.
Lazy.
Who came from a distance last year?
Those.
I forgot.
I don't
is
know.
Pat coming in for this?
Pat has already bought his package.
Pat is coming excellent. In. Good. Excellent. All right. I look forward to it. Maybe I can golf with him.
Now, I have an exciting announcement.
Okay, very good. Should I put a drum roll on it?
It's not that exciting.
Go for it.
I do believe that Frankie the Chihuahua has chosen now to defecate at Oscar's workstation.
Is it here?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
congratulations.
It has definitely crossed that line.
Oh, nice. All right, boys.
I just noticed it. It was probably under Oscar's boot.
I didn't see it.
Essential for the lingerers. Mr. Diaz, Mr. Ronick,
and occasionally Mr. Spiewak, doors out here
always
must be secured.
And always.
And at all times.
I have to tell you that several times this week that I've come in early as the, you know, the first one in, those doors have been open.
Ah. Mm.
Yeah,
Carla?
I don't know.
Yeah. Or excuse me. Mike? All right.
Also, the telltale smell of cleanser.
Isn't he a weasel?
Well, listen,
no. Isn't he an effing weasel? Isn't he a weasel?
I knew you were going to say that.
You know what? I've got
he's
a theory.
Not a weasel.
I've got a theory between you and Jeff Shamrock, who I deal with the
oh,
other day.
Please.
I believe.
No.
I believe.
Should stop right there.
This is generational. I believe this is generational.
Mike, I pay attention to these things because otherwise I'm the one cleaning up the S.
I know. Well, Rob cleans up the S.
But
we
you know
all
what?
Do.
The telltale smell
I'll clean
of
up.
Cleanser.
It's my dog. I'll clean it up.
The telltale smell of cleanser hangs heavy in the air. Is it possible that the hired help left the doors open?
Rob.
Nice try, Rob, but I don't
Rob,
think
my
so.
My friend.
Consuelo.
Yes? Daisy does not. I do not refer as to her as the help.
Fresh
you know,
as a Daisy.
You know, Daisy you isn't because really a Latin name. Did you give her that name?
No, I
did
not.
Did you
tell
not
that
pronounce
to
her
Daisy
name?
Fuentes.
You are Daisy now.
No, I did not. No, I did not.
I isn't it not. Short for Dezarita?
I could see a Lupe.
She had the doors closed when
now,
I got here.
Now
today.
I am the struggling antelope, and they are the hyenas. I am truly feeling uncomfortable. I'm beginning to rub my knee nervously.
Is she allowed to come in the front door? Because I always hear going
that
out
is
the back.
That is a real shitty thing to say.
Hey!
I'm just
that
saying.
Really,
now, see what's happened.
Really curious. Nasty.
It's I talked to her.
That is terrible.
In her native tongue?
I talked to her in Spanish.
That is terrible.
What do you say?
No, and I know you're right. I know you're right.
No,
I
know how it comes
it.
Off.
La cocaína va aquí y la marihuana va allá. I tell her exactly where to put the drugs.
What are all these balloons filled with? Let's have some flapjacks right now. So anyway, well, we have all calls today. Not all calls, but we're going to take your calls. Also on our bonus hour for Friday's show,
yes.
Not only will we have our childhood stories,
yes.
Everybody's going to bring one to the table, maybe a couple, but
a new
Mr.
Feature.
Spiewak will be debuting... Mm-hmm.
Jabrilliance.
Yeah.
Jabrilliance.
Bravo.
Sat down and did about 40 minutes with the boy last night, paired it down to about 22.
Right.
And you see, the thing about Jabrilliance, it's not just fun. It's a game.
It's a game?
Because at times I will stop the tape of Jabril and the room will predict his answer.
All that's right. Exciting.
Oh, nice.
So that's it's a lot exciting. Of fun. That's the way we play
Jabrilliance. So Jabrilliance on the bonus hour. For those of you that are going, oh, not the bonus hour. Well, you know what? Oh. Pony it up.
Yeah.
That's how we make our livings,
it's
for God's sake.
It's worth it.
It's worth it to get the bonus hour just to hear Jabrilliance.
Do I bitch and moan every time I have to pony up breakfast for my Somalian son?
There you go. Amen. Jabrilliance coming up in the bonus hour
thing
tomorrow.
Number three in the bonus
Looking
hour.
Looking forward to that. Here are our phone numbers. We'll take calls from anywhere in the United States or the world for that matter.
Ooh.
877-806-2482 or 718-506-1625. Let's get one right out of the chute, and let's go to area code 916. You are the very first caller on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's so nice to hear you, and it's nice to watch you live for once.
Now, you're watching us on Ustream and calling in. It's kind of neat with the technology,
Where's
isn't
he
it?
From?
Yeah, where are you from, my friend?
Well, right now I'm in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. You're right now? Is that where you originate from?
Yes, it is.
Then why
there
did you say, hold it, stop, Sacramento caller.
Weird accent.
Sacramento caller.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, I'm not
Sacramento caller.
I refuse to pile on.
I know.
When you said 916, I knew this was going to be a problem.
And so you said right now you're calling from Sacramento. Why did you say right now when you actually live in Sacramento?
Well, because right now I am calling from Sacramento.
Yeah, but you see, when you say
you
right now,
yeah.
You made it sound like a qualifier that would indicate you were from somewhere else.
Yeah, this is like saying, well, for the time being, I'm unmarried. Are you planning on marrying?
I hate the fact that the first call is going to go south.
This
I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
What's your name, my friend? Let's start over.
The problem is not that it went south, is that it went north. In California.
What's your name, my pal?
My name is Richard.
Richard, what can we
right
do for
now,
you today?
My name is Richard.
Rob, I mean, you know how it is
right
with
now,
Sacramento.
My name is Richard.
Rob, hold on. I have to discipline Rob now.
I'm sorry.
Rob, you know when I'm talking to Sacramento, you can't jump in.
I know.
Because the timing will be totally screwed up then.
I know.
Your name is Richard?
Yes.
And what can we do for you, Richard?
Well, I just wanted to say, love the roast beef story.
Uh-huh. Good.
And
All right, let's go.
Mark, know your audience.
Right. Let's go to area code 702. Area code 702. Hello, who's Reno. This?
This is Lee. How are you?
Hi, Lee. Where are you calling from?
Las Vegas.
Hey.
Oh, cool.
That's a cool market. How are you today, Lee?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys doing today?
Lee, you sound so clear and crisp on our little phone thing. I just love this technology.
It's amazing.
You know, for those of you that don't want to peek behind this, I have an iPad provided to me by Mr. Ronick here.
Wireless.
And it's wireless, and I'm just sitting here taking your phone calls from all over the country. It's very exciting. What can we do for you, Lee?
I just wanted to call and say hello, and thank you guys for all the wonderful entertainment you provide, and wish you a good show today.
God bless you, Lee.
Very kindly.
And boy, I could use a road trip to Vegas.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
I could use somebody walking by with a suitcase full of like $60,000, and then we all get to just blow it out in Las Vegas.
What's the weather in Vegas like, Lee?
Today it's going to be a balmy 89 degrees.
Oh, baby.
Clear blue skies, no wind,
hello.
Perfect golf weather.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living out there, Lee?
Oscar, I actually met you when you were here one of your appearances, and I was in your hotel room.
Yes,
with
that's the guy.
The other three guys.
Who has
one of the
guys
with the two E's. With the two E's.
We got a P1. Yes. We got a P1 here, Lee. That's good.
Same guy. Are you the guy with the convertible that we were on the strip with?
Yes.
Yes, this is the guy.
Sounds like a cool guy.
We're in his
cool
wife's
guy?
Jaguar convertible, hammered, driving all through Vegas.
Wow. Thank goodness the guy who was driving wasn't drinking.
Lee is a great guy. He's a good, good guy.
Thank you, Lee. Hey, Lee, we hope we get out in Vegas sometime. I'd love, love, love to do a road trip out to Vegas. Yeah. Unfortunately, that would require
money.
Mark Ronick getting a trade account with an airline, which is not going to happen, and also a major hotel chain in Vegas, which is not going to happen. But you know what? He looks at me when I say
that.
I
love the confidence.
And he looks at, but you look at that as a challenge, don't
I do.
You? He looks at me, and that's what I love about Mark Ronick.
Yeah.
I certainly tell you what I hate about him.
Yeah.
What I love about Mark Ronick is Mark will hear this,
and
Mark will like start percolating on it, and all of a sudden, like a month, 2 months down the road. By the way, you know that one time you were talking about Las Vegas?
Right.
I've secured a website with. He'll do that.
Yes,
he will.
So, Lee, stranger things have happened, my friend.
Well, we look forward to seeing you guys out here. Have a great day.
All right. Keep breathing, Lee.
Take care.
Thank you.
I can see getting a call from Mark like on Monday afternoon saying, did you know TWA is out of business? I've been calling and calling.
On the show today,
yes.
If we get to it, and we do have a very busy show with your phone calls, do you believe in ghosts? If I get a chance, I want to share this email that we got regarding my shoes that are right next to me, and maybe they shouldn't be here, and they creep me out.
I hate those shoes.
They freak me out.
I don't care for them.
Musical Tastes of the Stars, The Good Wife, Am I Alone?
Oh, no, you're not.
And TV Corner with Buzz, just to update, Buzz will update us on what's coming up, what's on, what's now. I'm surprising you with that. And, of course, your phone calls.
Buzz's
and,
responses, let's go to the phones.
We'll also give away, if you want, 4 silver packages to the Big Duff.
Ah, that's good. Is that to play?
Yeah.
To play in the Big Duff. Okay. And your phone calls, 877-806-2482 or 718-506-1625. Tell your friends that have Ustream that we are on and we are rocking. Let's go to, this is all those messy little numbers, which means maybe somewhere far away. Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hello, is that me?
Yes, this is you.
It's Amy from Belfast, Northern Ireland again.
Amy from Ireland. Yeah.
Amy, how are you? It's nice to hear your voice again. How are you? Did you get my email?
I did, thank you. So I confirmed your friend request.
I sent an email to Amy saying that I would fly over to Belfast if her husband is out of the country. So that we could have a torrid affair on
Irish
weekend.
Babies.
The Irish thing gets me going.
I think it's so great that after that letter, she's calling back instead of filing a restraining order.
I know.
It could have gone either way.
She's probably, Amy, is this call to tell me personally to lighten up? Is that it?
No, I just thought I'd call in again and annoy you all.
You're not
That's
annoying us at all.
We enjoyed, good luck with that.
We enjoyed getting the travel log from Belfast.
What are you wearing, Amy?
I said, did you see Amy's picture?
Well, I'm wearing my UGG boots. No, I'm only joking. No, I'm in my comfy gear today.
Oh, hey now.
In your comfy gear.
Green top hat?
That is a lovely wedding picture on your Facebook page.
Why don't
Amy?
You peel off
oh,
that
thank
shirt?
You.
Whoa, that's you?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Well, hello, Amy.
Yeah. I take back everything I just said.
There you go.
In that wow.
Now it's,
I'm going to stop talking now.
Evening time out in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Well, about 4 in the afternoon. Right. What's for dinner this evening in Belfast? I love this. Yeah. What's for dinner in... yes, Rob, it's alcohol.
That's
because
right.
She's Irish, it's going to be a six-pack and a potato.
Let's see
just
how
like
I do.
Just like the stereotype.
Let's see how I do.
Amy, what's for dinner in Belfast tonight?
I don't know. I keep asking my husband, Roy, what he wants, and he's like, I don't know.
What's your
he's actually sitting beside me right now.
Get him on the line.
Yeah, put the husband on the line.
Really?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Amy. How are you?
Not too bad. How's you?
How you doing? I know what you look like, too, because I saw Amy's Facebook pictures of the wedding. What a beautiful service it looked like, sir.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Very respectful,
Roy, if you don't mind, what are you wearing?
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well, just a hoodie and okay. No shoes and...
All right, what are you looking for? Incidentally, Amy said she's looking to get some direction from you as to what she's going to make for dinner tonight.
What would you like?
I'd suggest, how about that? What's your first name?
Roy.
Roy.
Roy, I suggest, how about a nice shrimp risotto?
No.
Don't really like shrimp, but I might go with lobster.
Okay, a lobster risotto. Nice. That sounds good. Rob, why are you shaking your head?
He didn't seem like a shrimp guy to me. I think it's more of a stew night.
A stew?
Yeah.
A stew. If she was going to make a stew, she would have had to start around noon, though, to make
it
properly.
Well, maybe he should have thought about that before he married her.
Roy, what are you in the mood for dinner tonight in Belfast?
Well, actually, a stew wouldn't be too bad. She does a good stew.
Ah, a stew. All right, it's tell her again. Well, you better put her back on the line and tell her to get cracking. It's stew night.
Lobster stew.
Here
she is.
Thank you. Why don't you take off that hoodie?
Stop it. Oscar, settle down.
Jesus, Amy, what a wet blanket.
Oh, come on.
When are the divorce papers going to be filed?
Oh, my stop. God.
I'm kidding.
Are Americans in such demand in Belfast that was a catch?
Amy, how are you guys doing? What are you doing this afternoon?
Well, we literally just went and had a house viewing. We were looking at a house just around the corner from here. We're renting at the moment, but we're potentially hoping to buy. So we were just having a look, close by.
Now, what kind of a price can you get something really, really good in Belfast? Rob, now I'll have you know, Amy, as I'm saying this, Rob is going to write down a funny answer.
He's writing jokes.
But what is a good? What's a really good deal on, say, a nice three bedroom house over in? No, Rob, it's not one pot of gold.
That's for the whole year, Mike.
what is a good like? You use euros over there? Or Irish pounds?
Here.
Irish pounds? What Irish pounds, which are...
No, we're British pounds here.
British pounds. Okay, so a little more than the dollar. Mm. What can you get a good house for over there?
Well, the house we were looking at just now is, I guess you'd call it a duplex.
Okay.
But we call it like a semi-detached here. But it's three bedroom, and it's... The asking price for it's £149,000.
Oh wow!
But we're hoping to put an offer in at a bit lower than that.
Yes.
So, we're hoping that we asked, we put the offer in today, so we're just waiting to hear back at this point.
It'd be market. Like $200K American, right?
I think somewhere in that ballpark.
Roughly.
So the
slightly over that. Yeah.
All right. So the next time we talk to you, give us an update and let us know whether you were successful. Okay, Amy.
Oh, we definitely will.
All right, and listen, tell Roy to liven up. Give him some Irish whiskey or something like that.
I will.
All right, have a great day. Sport. Thanks so much for calling again.
Thanks, Amy.
Take care.
You too, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Amy from Belfast, ladies and gentlemen.
I didn't know she was that attractive.
Send more pictures.
Lovely. I believe I know. We're going to go to Maine. I think I know this area code. Hello, Maine. Who's this?
Hey, this is Don in Norway, Maine.
Norway, Maine. How are you, Don?
By the fjords.
Yeah,
I'm doing pretty good.
What's going on?
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Are you coming up here this summer for vacation?
I am coming up for vacation. I will be in Maine in the month of August. And
why don't you give me your address?
Listen, I always say I'm coming up to Maine. I've said that for 2 years in a row, and I haven't been able to do that because of horrible, just terrible situations within my career that have derailed me.
And your family.
And my family, yes. Family situations. Why do you ask, Don?
Well, I'm hoping for an appearance, maybe, or a place where we can visit. Planning on any...
maybe something quiet?
Yeah, Mike. Just a place where we could visit.
Don!
Wow!
Don?
I've confused myself. Sorry. No, I'm looking, an appearance, or, down in Portland at one of the bars in the Old Port.
Well, Don, I would do that, but here's the problem with that this year. This is the current headcount of the people that I will be traveling with by car to Maine, okay? Are you ready for the headcount? 10.
I'm ready.
I'm traveling with 10 people.
Nice timing.
10 people, and that is, it might be tough, but, there's always a possibility. The password is reimbursement.
Or you could go to the L.L. Bean outlet, and everybody could meet there.
We could do a meet and greet at the L.L. Bean in Freeport.
Yes.
It's a brilliant idea.
Brilliant idea. Just you and this guy in a robot.
I don't want to give LL Bean the business.
No,
because LL Bean, Don. If you're a Mainer, you know what I'm talking about. That LL Bean gets enough business. Am I right about that?
I'm saying that you could take.
Oh my God!
Yes,
and they're open 24 hours a day, 365 days.
You go to the bar, they do the shopping, and then they scoop you up on the way out.
What we could do is we could maybe do it somewhere at like a restaurant where we would have stopped for lunch.
And Applebee's.
Thank you, Rob.
Right.
Oh, pretty mixed.
Don, stay tuned, and I will let you know if that's going to happen, okay, my friend?
Sounds great.
Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it.
It's your neighborhood place.
Thanks for taking my call. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Don from Norway, Maine. We're going to take a break. More of your phone calls at 877-806-2482 or 718-506-1625. This is MikeOMaraShow.com, and it's very cool. We got Belfast, Northern Ireland. Want to get some more of those international calls happening. That's coming up right here on the show.
It's getting near dawn. When lights close a tired eye.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our show is brought to you by Netflix. It's not just movies. Episodes of your favorite TV shows are available now on Netflix. We getting good traction on Netflix?
We do. Every month, everybody seems to jump in on
it. We appreciate everybody. Get your movies. Go through our website. Watch them on game consoles, computers, iPhones, iPads, and iPod touches, or even on your TV now. For
right
just $7.99 a month. For a free trial, click the Netflix ad. It's right there on our website. And Rob, you notice I'm looking over at your computer periodically because my little timer thing has gone on the fridge.
Subtract about a minute from that.
Okay, very
good. And you'll be okay. And you know what I hear here? I hear a rumor that the Robert Evans, the kid stays in the picture, is now on Netflix streaming.
Oh,
there you are.
Finally.
So take a peek, ladies and gentlemen.
There you are. Let's get back to your phone calls. Let's go to...
Whoa!
Or not.
Well, now look what we've done.
Hello?
Hello?
An explosion of some kind.
Hello?
It's exploding.
Hello?
Low,
low.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Oh, hello,
sir.
The password is honk.
Hello.
Yes, dumbass. Hello.
209.
Yes, area code 209. Who's this?
Doesn't matter.
This is Dylan from 209, Modesto, California.
Oh, Modesto.
Dylan.
Mike. Of course. Hi, Dylan. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, man. I'm wonderful.
What's going on out there in Modesto?
Oh, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing, Mike.
Belly button of California.
Anything we can do for you out in Modesto?
No, just wanted to tell you I loved the sack humor yesterday.
Ah, the big sack humor.
Nice. That seems to be consistent
hit.
Out there.
You would.
Hey, Dylan, I'm worried. I'm worried with this call. Aren't you going to be late to work?
I'm at work right now.
And what do we do?
Delivery man.
Really? What do you deliver?
Yeah, what do you deliver, Dylan?
Bread.
Feeding America.
I love Dylan. I don't care what you guys say.
He sounds very enthusiastic. Awesome. Well, Dylan, later on you can tune in the podcast, download it, and listen to yourself on the show. Okay, my friend?
I do it every day, man. Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Thank you, Dylan.
Don't
touch the crust.
That was fun. So much.
Dylan!
Now we got a local one. Let's go to area code 410. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Chris from Northeast Maryland. Mike, how's it going?
Chris from Northeast Maryland, great to have you on the show. What can we do for you today?
Well, first of all, I love you guys. I've been listening since the Don and Mike days. When you do your impression of Bob Hope, I do actually pee my pants. And here's the thing. I was going to say you guys are doing a great job. I love the podcast. I had a question for Rob, though. And really, I don't know if he's thought this far ahead. No. But I was wondering if he's got any big plans or big guests for Cat 2012. I'm just trying to work
on my calendar.
You
son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Get off my phone.
You know, I don't want to monopolize this broadcast.
You son of a bitch.
But I will tell you this, that Cat 2012 promises to be the best 30 minutes of the year. It really does.
You've upped it to 30 minutes from the 15.
Well, you know what we did is we canceled Boat. And we're not going to do Dog. We're going to put all the focus on Cat this year.
It was Boat and Dog?
Well, Boat was going to maybe happen this summer.
I can't deal with it anymore.
But Boat has been canceled.
Distracting from what we do.
Oscar, can you still get money back on your tux?
I'm going to try.
Because we're not going to do Boat.
Area code 908. Hello. Hello. Area code 908. Are you there?
Going once.
Once, twice, sold.
New Jersey?
Let's go to, hold on a second. Area code 540. That's in our wheelhouse here.
Yeah.
Area code 540. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Eck.
This is Eck?
Zach.
Zach, where are you calling from, my friend?
Fredericksburg, Virginia.
How are you? What can we do for you down in Fredericksburg?
Nothing. I really enjoy your guys' shows and everything, and I'm actually watching it live right now.
Mark is very excited to do a Big Duff ticket giveaway.
Well, the client, you know, has said he wanted to do that.
Would you? So. Now, you're down in Fredericksburg?
Yes, Stafford.
Guess what? Would you like a free package to the Big Duff? What kind of package?
Silver.
Silver, how much is that valued at?
I believe that's $100.
Mike, $100. How can you put a value on it?
$100 value. Would you like a silver package to the Big Duff, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold.
Yeah.
How do I do that?
I have to. There's one of those buttons. You want me to do it?
You know, Mike, I just want to say
it's a little picture of an internet caller information. Then there's a screen, and then there's hang up.
You should be able to mute the microphone. There's a microphone icon. If you hit that,
he'll
stay on hold.
I really appreciate you taking that call, Mike, because I really enjoy the Zach humor.
Oh, I like that idea, Oscar.
Oh. We just lost it.
Okay.
Did I lose the whole thing?
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
All right, we're going to take more calls. All right.
Just get his number, and then we'll call.
Rob, do you have any scary music? I have scary music. Do you have any scary music?
I can get you some if you like.
Get me some scary music.
Sure. We've got the creepy noisemaker thing.
Men.
Oh, that's true.
Men.
All right.
Scared kids?
We got an email about my shoes that I found on the wall, the elderly shoes.
They're ladies' shoes. Let's be clear about this.
Yes, they are. Semi-high heel. What a one-inch heel? Yes. One and a half?
I'm not really sure, Buzz, but...
Those are the scary...
One of the heels is real worn down.
Those are the very scary shows.
Come down with something.
Nice and dusty.
Pointed toes.
To the TMOS crew, I hope this is the right email address. I couldn't find any other one on Facebook or the website. I wanted to write in about the shoes found in Mike's wall, as discussed on today's show. Talking about a previous show. Uh-huh. I'm not a specialist on this subject, but through my studies... in archaeology.
Oh, cool.
Oh, Dr. Jones!
I've come across many rituals of concealing domestic elements in houses for different reasons. The one I am most readily familiar with is the concealment of an iron knife beneath a hearth in the Highlands of Scotland, believed to bring good luck and strength. I did a bit of research and found an interesting article regarding the concealment of shoes...
Oh, good. Here we go.
...within buildings. To save you from reading the whole thing, the gist is this.
This
is horrifying.
The author, June Swan, turn that music down just a Cecil. The author, June Swan, is a curator at Northampton Museum in England.
And guilty.
And over a period of about 40 years, 1956 to 1995, researched many of the shoe finds that had been reported being found in buildings. At the time of this writing, she had found roughly, are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
1,100 shoes concealed throughout Britain, Western Europe, and North America. The earliest ones date back to the 14th century.
Them some old shoes.
And the tradition continues up until the 1920s. Well, that's, shortly after this house was built.
Right.
Although there is apparently still a tradition of the older generation concealing shoes, through interviews with these people, she determined that the reason for concealment vary from person to person, but most can be put down to the two great human concepts of good and evil.
That's right.
Wow.
Either to ward off evil, including the devil, evil spirits, witches, or to grant the house good luck, good fortune. Well, I'm glad we took him out of the wall. So
why? Because now we're open for spirits and whatnot.
Yeah, that's why I was being sarcastic.
Oh, okay, God, I'm frightened
to death. I think they
should
have been left in the wall. Yes. I think we should talk to the guy that took him out and have him put him back.
Yeah. Exactly, the air conditioning guy.
Unfortunately, he's dead.
He's passed away. Yes. Well, as a matter of fact, he was walking out of my house and a giant spike fell off the top of the house and impaled him, just like in the
Don't
Exorcist.
Remove the shoes.
No, in the Omen.
Mike, he's
the Omen's where the guy gets impaled.
He's in a better place.
He is. God rest his soul. What is also interesting is the fact that most shoes are well-worn and beyond repair.
Yeah, well, yeah, that would be the case with these. Bad heel on one of them.
They're very worn.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Of course, they might be being eaten by vermin or something like that. But
no,
look,
I'm sure.
This heel right here that I have on this shoe is worn. Look at how worn that is on the side.
I had a question from a person on Facebook.
I saw that.
That's a fat lady that had those because she was walking like with her heels inside.
Is it a matched pair?
No.
Because they look
They're
similar.
Totally different styles.
Are they different styles?
Really?
One might be a men's shoe.
Thank you, Tim Gunn.
This could be a man's shoe right here.
They're totally different styles.
They didn't start out the same?
This could be a man's shoe, and this is obviously a woman's
yeah,
shoe.
Yeah, that is.
That's
and
right.
They said they did the man-woman thing. I hate handling these.
God. Yeah.
You go to bed
keep
putting
them, keep handing them back and forth over your water bottle.
Rub,
man.
Rub pretty good.
Rub
put
your
them
eyes.
Under your
pillow.
I hate you, Rob.
Any flecks of shoe in that water?
A little dust.
Oh, little damn. Mouse.
Goodbye, Mike.
Fix it now.
Tastes like floor shine.
Sorry. All right, anyway. What is also interesting, the fact that most shoes are well-worn beyond repair. The shoes in the photo on the TMOS website appeared to be, I'll say, mid to late 19th century. Uh-huh. But that's just a guess. Ms. Swan says this is probably because shoes were not throwaway commodities in the past like they are today.
No.
And only the ones well beyond repair would have been taken out of use for concealment. I would like to think there is more to that, though. If there is a connection with a living person, perhaps it is more likely to keep the dead away.
The dead?
Wow. Now we need the music.
I'm sorry, I was lost in the story.
Jesus Christ.
You had him hypnotized.
Keep the dead away. But I am just speculating. Anyway, I hope you find this interesting and maybe informative as I did.
Yes.
I have listened to the show and was too excited about this find to let it pass without researching it a bit further.
Good.
Hope you all are well. We hope so.
We'll see
now. Or recovering. And thank you for doing what you do. It means so much. Cheers, Courtney Buchanan. Courtney, thank you very much.
Isn't Miss Swan the name of the character on Mad TV that sounds like my Costco lady?
I think it might be the Asian lady. Yeah.
I think you are sure that you are.
De Budo.
Just for you, so bad.
Area code 337. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Chad from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Hey.
Lafayette. We've been
Lafayette,
there.
Lafayette, Louisiana. How you doing down there? You get any that flooding or any of that nasty stuff down there?
Yep, I'm actually working in Baton Rouge, and we've been watching every day the Mississippi going on up on the shore.
What's your timetable? What are you expecting? How bad is it going to be? All those questions.
Oh, I don't know.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Reporting live.
Priorities are a little different. The speed of life is a little different in Red Stick, Louisiana.
I'm delivering bread.
Nice to hear from Lafayette, Louisiana. 484 area code. Where's that, guys? Do you know
No idea.
Where is area code 484?
It's one of the many lovely area codes near Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. What's up, guys? It's
Philadelphia. Dave. How are you? What's your name, my friend?
Hey, it's Dave. How you doing, Mike?
Dave, how are you today?
I'm in Philadelphia, so you know it can only get so
not
good.
Not that great.
God, I know. Are you born and raised in Philly?
No. I'm originally from Delaware, and I actually lived about 10 years in Virginia. But you marry a Philadelphia girl, you get trapped here. What do you do?
Yeah. So is it just as miserable as I remember it?
You know, it's not a bad area, but compared to everywhere else around here, it's like you kind of settle for it, you know?
Don't you feel like everybody from Philadelphia just seems to love it so much that it's suspect?
The people that do love Philadelphia, you end up hating those people.
And keep in mind, Mike, you're working at a disadvantage because we were in Philly, but we were in Philly working for CBS.
Yeah, my eyes are starting to itch.
That's a double whammy, guys.
It's the shoes.
My eyes are starting to itch because of the shoes.
Blindness is next.
Do you prefer, let me ask you this, my Philadelphia friend, do you prefer your cheese with or your cheese without?
You go with. You got to get the onions with it.
The onions.
Absolutely.
Do you like real cheese, or do you like that Velveeta crap that some of the places put on it, like Geno's?
You know, my wife keeps trying to get me to go with the Velveeta, but I got to get the real cheese.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
My diet's bad enough. I at least need the real cheese.
I believe in that.
Yous go to Pat's, or yous go to Geno's?
Pat's or Geno's?
I usually go with the Geno's there, Rob.
Well, yous are a good caller, and I appreciate yous calling, and, you know, yous can call back sometime.
Sounds good, yous guys.
All right, thank you.
Be careful on the Sure Kill the Stressway.
We appreciate it.
The nickname for the Schuylkill Expressway.
The Sure Kill Expressway.
The Sure Kill Distressway is the nickname for the Schuylkill Expressway.
Let's go to area code 252. Mm. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Sam on the Outer Banks. Hi, guys.
Hey, how's it on the Outer Banks? Vacationing, are we?
Oh, no. We're one of the few people who actually vacation elsewhere, because when you guys come down, we get the hell out.
Wow. So you live there in the off season. That, to me, would be a dream scenario. I would love to be in a beach area like that during winter and then get the hell out when everybody gets there.
He vacations in Arlington.
Yeah. You know, why do we? Hey, you know what?
Exactly.
What's your name, my friend?
It's Sam.
Sam.
Monday, you did a voice that I love all your impressions.
Thank you.
But the best one is the voice of Disneyland, Jack Wagner. You did that in the open on Monday, and I just about drove off the road because I love that voice so much. Could you please, for me, I'm going to Disney next week.
Do you mean I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you mean when he was doing story time?
Yes.
Okay, but Jack Wagner is a soap star.
Well, no, there's a different Jack Wagner. Jack Wagner, who was the voice of Disneyland.
Maybe you do a voice Jack that Fred. You don't know you do.
I don't.
Michael
Mara. I am absolutely.
We have no idea.
I like voice guys. I don't know this Jack
what
Wagner.
Was story, what voice was I doing?
When we did the story of...
That voice. Is that the voice you are talking about?
It sure is. That's the voice of Jack Wagner.
Okay, what is your full name?
My name?
Yes.
Sam Walker.
And now... On the Outer Banks, the story of Sam Walker. One day, Sam was taking a walk on the Outer Banks beaches. Suddenly, out of the surf, came a very rare sighting of a killer whale, who mistook Sam for a baby seal and devoured him in front of his domicile. All the neighbors found of Sam were a couple of teeth and his baby toe. He was never seen again. Does that do it for you, Sam?
Oh, I love that one. That was great.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling in. Okay.
Mark, can you Google Jack Wagner? Is there anything to it?
I didn't know you were like, this is how great a voice guy Mike is. Mm-hmm. That he's doing a voice and you don't realize that. I mean, this is, I guess maybe I'm just on a listener side right now.
Right.
Is that there had been times when I used to listen and I wouldn't really know who the guy was, but I could kind of figure it out, but I was so entertained by it.
Right.
That you learn to love it. And
that's the kind of key is to like
the
do
voice, even.
Something that it doesn't matter if you recognize the impression.
Right.
Because the impressions, let's be honest, have always been just so. So, I mean, if you can do something funny, it covers the mimicry liabilities that I possess.
See, I always thought the main voice guy at Disneyland was Paul Frees. Well, I got to find out about
Jack
this guy.
Jack Wagner was the voice guy until 1993, and he died 2 years later.
Wow. Is Jack Wagner the guy that also did the Kraft commercials?
Because
that's who I think I'm doing.
That's Ed Herlihy. Was the
little old me Ed Herlihy.
Right, little old me Ed Herlihy.
And I have tape of Ed Herlihy if you give me a second.
Do you know that stuff, Rob? Would that be? Did we ever really do that bit that we talked about doing every Christmas?
It always seems to be a better idea when we're drunk.
Rob and I always for years said we were going to do a running series of Kraft food commercials during Christmas time where it would be fake Kraft food.
Yes.
You know, take a human hand, sever it at the wrist. Cover with Kraft baby marshmallows and serve cold. Another Christmas taste treat from Kraft. Anyway, let's get these.
Here's a tape of Ed
Herlihy. I think Ronick's got some info.
This is Herlihy.
Yeah, this is when he played the announcer in King of Comedy. He was the announcer for the Jerry Langford show.
Oh, very good.
So if it plays,
Ed Herlihy used to.
And now from New York, the Jerry Langford Show with Jerry's guests Tony Randall, Richard Dreyfuss, Rodney Dangerfield, Dr. Joyce Brothers, Lil Brown and the Orchestra, and little old me, Ed Herlihy. And now, say hello to Jerry!
That's Ed Hurley's
That's
voice.
That's his higher voice.
But I could see him doing voice. I could see him doing the crap
stuff. And what
stuff.
Info do you have?
Also, Wagner provided the voices of Mickey Mouse, Goofy, Donald Duck, and other characters at the theme park. He provided those voices, you know, for the different characters.
You know, Disney
there.
Always sort of stifled talent. Disney didn't like to reveal who did their voices.
Right.
So this is sort of a shock, but it's good stuff.
Let's go to area code 540. That's in our backyard. Hello, who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Zach again.
Zach again?
Zach, the bread guy?
The prize, no, Zach, the prize winner.
Oh, the prize whore. Okay.
Yeah.
Zach, I got your number. We'll give you a call.
Okay.
Thank you, Zach. Thanks so much. Sorry
Always good to hear
you.
From Zach.
Prize pig.
All right. Then this is, I think, a Skype call. Hello, who's this, and where are you calling from?
Just kidding, Zach.
Are you?
No.
Area code 200.
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
Hi. Who's this?
This is John from Arlington. How you doing?
Arlington, Virginia.
That's right.
Yeah. What can we do
I
for
just
you?
I wanted to tell you guys that I love the show. Mm-hmm. And I've got a special request from you, Mike. I wanted to see if you could do the Charlie voice for my buddy Chris, whose bachelor party is going on this weekend in South Carolina.
All right. You know, since we're doing this and since it's rare that we take calls,
people love
will
this.
Do it. Hello, Chris. He's getting married, and he's going to be covered with herpes sores because he's going to bang Russian hookers at his bachelor party. How's that?
Thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. All right, very good.
Hey, that sounded just like Jack Wagner.
Thank you so much. Two more, and then we got to take a break. Area code 908. Hello.
Hey, guys. What's up? It's Rob from Long Valley, New Jersey.
Long Island. Hello, hi, Rob. What can we do for you today, my friend?
I was just thinking about the shoe you found, and it's I think it's bad luck.
Well, I think you're probably right. If they were put like behind the wall for good luck and they were removed from that spot, it's probably very bad luck. And I, of course, have been handling them, and
Mike.
Uh-huh. No, I'm fine. Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think it's probably bad luck. Is that all you called to tell me today?
Well, I was just thinking about Buzz's consumption.
Right.
Oscar Stigmata.
Right.
So I just thought it was some bad luck there.
Yeah, but all of this happened before we disturbed the shoes.
Yeah, Buzz's really bout with really bad health was before the shoes.
Right.
And so was Oscar's thing.
Not his
but
toe.
Buzz's
not
consumption my toe. Returned.
The consumption did return. And then Oscar stepped on a nail. Oh, my God,
no.
He's right.
No.
No. You are so right. Oh, yeah, I'm glad you're happy about that.
And also, Mike, your mysterious weight loss.
Yes,
people should know that you're really superstitious.
I am extremely superstitious.
I never knew this about Mike until probably a couple months ago. Like, he's superstitious.
I get rid of watches.
Yeah.
I get rid of watches.
Get rid of watches.
I believe watches. I have yet to find my lucky watch. I search continuously.
Perhaps you need a pocket watch.
Can be expensive, but
pocket watch.
Pocket watch. Okay.
Like a big, like a train conductor would have.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much, Ron. Hello.
That opens?
Michael Maris Show, 585. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is John from Rochester.
Hi, John. Ooh. How are you?
Rochester.
I am good. I'm thrilled to talk to you guys. Been a long time fan. Come from the sucky land of the Sabres, but
hockey season too bad.
For us again.
Yeah, it sucks. I guess it sucks worse to be a Sabres fan than it is. Sorry about that burp. Yes, I did burp, Buzz. I did burp. Thank you.
Oh, my God, Mike, the shoes. The shoes made you burp.
Yeah, they made me burp. What can we do for you in Rochester? Just a hello?
Nothing. Just calling in saying I love the show.
God
and,
bless you.
I've been listening for years and years and years.
Thank you so much. We appreciate
Thanks
that very much.
Very nice.
Let's go to one more with a bunch of numbers. Hello, who's this and where are you from?
Schönen guten Tag aus Deutschland.
Oh, you're from Deutschland.
Oh, yeah.
From Deutschland. Jo, Männer, ich habe gedacht, dass ich Sie anrufe und mit dir spreche.
I think he wants you to do Arnold.
Hello, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Very excited to be speaking with Deutschland. Thank you. So, how did you understand?
I heard Arnold in there.
Yeah. Arnold from Deutschland. What is your name, my German friend, and what part of Germany are you calling from?
I'm Doug, and I'm calling from the Rhineland-Pfalz area of Germany, and I hadn't heard one from Germany yet, so I figured I'd give you a call, and so you could have one on the books from Germany.
Give him a round of applause.
Very cool, very cool.
That is good.
What brings you to Germany? Because you sound like an American guy.
In the service.
Ah, thank you for doing that.
Did you guys find that Nazi gold?
We're still looking. Still looking.
Any big plans this weekend in Deutschland?
Oh, not so much.
This
Not
is
so much.
Safe to say this might be the high point of your week?
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we had, awesome. And hey, thanks so much for listening to us in Germany. We really appreciate it. Spread the word, will you? We need all the listeners we can get because, yeah, really, that's what helps the show grow. It's word of mouth. Can you do that for us?
Will do. Love the show, guys. Thanks.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Right, stay safe over there, even if you're in Germany.
God, you know what? The beer is so good there.
Oh, you know what? There, food in New Orleans, uh-huh, beer in Germany, two of those things that you hear about all the time that happen to be really true.
They live up.
We'll be right back with the audio of all that. If we didn't get to your phone call, my sincere apologies. We will try to do that next week. I like doing this every Thursday.
Yeah,
I think it's a great idea. So remember, Thursday is usually 10:30 Eastern. That's going to be phone call day every day on the Mike O'Mara Show. Write this number down, 877-806-2482 or 718-506-1625. And we'd love to hear from you. Further away, the better. That's
the number
like.
Stays the same every week, right? So if something really pressing happens, call and wait. Who knows? We might get to you.
You never know. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by Dr. Bruce Friedman. Looking younger is easier than you think, and it doesn't always mean surgery. Plus, you can now get special deals on all kinds of services with Dr. Friedman's newsletter. To sign up, just click his ad at MikeOmaraShow.com. Explore the rest of his website, too, and tell a family member, Dr. Bruce Friedman. Let's open up the audio vault, see what we got today. And then I got a couple of quickie little letters that I got to get on the air.
I have to thank Mark Ronick, and it pains me to do so, but every now and then on YouTube, you run into a tape that really is sort of mind-changing. And this is, pardon me, a little girl named Thea. And
she was a little girl named Fia.
And her father is videotaping her. And at first, it looks like she has a stuffed animal. Now, I invite you, when this podcast completes, go to our YouTube page at Mike O'Mara Show and watch this video. Mike, she's playing and fondling a dead squirrel.
Oh, dear.
And the parents
are
not.
A fresh kill.
Yeah, and the parents are not stopping. And it's also something that I hate. It's the parent that lets the child, in this case, a young girl, run around the yard dirty, in underwear, just briefs, you know.
Right,
and
right.
It's like, would you say she's 3 or 4?
Gotta be, yeah.
Yeah, and she's loving the squirrel, and this really is quite upsetting. So take it out. This is not only that they did it, but they videotaped it and put it on the YouTube.
All right, hey, what is that you have there, Thea?
A squirrel. It's dead.
You have a dead squirrel, huh?
Uh-huh.
Wee. She's playing with it.
Wee.
Wee.
Oh, the friggin' Dahmer family.
Huh.
Is she like twisting it around and stuff?
What are you gonna do after this?
I'm gonna put it right here.
She's gonna what?
I'm gonna put it right here?
Because Ivy ate it.
Oh, what happened to it is their dog is a greyhound, Ivy. Ivy ate it. Ivy killed the squirrel. She's very pleased that
Is it like a full size squirrel?
Oh, yeah, it's a big one. It's a big vermin. Yeah. Ivy ate it, Mike.
Wow. This is creeping me out. I'm not even seeing the video.
I don't know if that's necessarily safe for the child.
It's not.
Definitely not.
No, it's kids filled with disease.
Now take a video of the mom.
Covered in parasites.
Baby squirrel. Want to touch him?
Oh, my God.
He's my friend.
It's my friend. She's fondling and cuddling it as you would like a teddy bear.
Yeah. Wait till she gets the lethal injection when she's 25. Oh, there it is.
If this doesn't
kill her. Two
oh, my gosh. She's rubbing it all over her body, and she's bare from the underwear up.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't even know if the video alone is appropriate without the squirrel.
Right. No. That's what Rob was saying.
I really hate when a child is unclothed and to run around the yard.
It's not cool.
And now she's put the squirrel down and is stroking
it.
And, you know, my God, the kid doesn't know any better, for Christ's sake.
It's not her fault.
And they're encouraging her.
No.
Right. Is that the Clampett mother in
Baghdad? That is the Clampett mother. And you know what I hate about videos like this?
Poor white trash. I swear to God. That is nasty.
The thing that I hate most about this, and you see these white trash videos.
I say poor white trash. I'm not talking socioeconomic. I'm talking about the fact that these people probably make a lot of money, but they're acting like white trash.
Just trash.
The mom's got an amazing rack, though. Did you see that zoom in? Jeez.
Do you ever get away from your penis for just a second, please?
He's alone.
This is a terrible thing that's going on.
What I hate about this crime is that whenever they post a video like this, and it
is
pretty
kind of thin, too. Yeah.
She's kind of your thing, right? Yes. You can get her away from dead squirrels.
And most people love the glow from a woman's pregnancy and that belly bump.
Yeah,
I like it when I can feel a woman's ribs.
What I think is not fair is in a video like this, you never get to see the father because the father is shooting the video. I would really like to see what Jed looks like and what a problem this guy is.
Yeah.
So do check this video
now,
out.
Now, but here's the point. We're not talking about, it appears to me, we're not talking about a rural, backwoods setting. This seems to be a very nice, affluent middle
suburb.
Class neighborhood.
Yeah, and there's the child rubbing the dead squirrel on her face now.
Wow.
So just mind your children, please.
God.
Rush Limbaugh still not copping to the fact that the killing of Osama was a victory for the administration. Mm-hmm. I just isolated a small piece from his show yesterday.
And he's still bitter.
I think you'll enjoy this one sentence that he says at the end here.
What you want. Now let's move on here, ladies and gentlemen, to the Wall Street. I know it sounds like he's back to thinking about the VAT tax again. But we don't need more revenues, folks. We need less spending. We need less spending. Okay. And I, by the way, I still want Obama to fail, lest there be any doubt.
It's nice, isn't it?
Wow.
Really rooting for us.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing. There's nothing that will get these people off of that ideological bandwagon. It just won't happen.
Well,
you talk about Rush Limbaugh. That's how he makes his living. That's really how he makes his living.
But there are a lot of American voters who are equally implanted in their views on both sides.
On both sides.
Let me play something to cheer you up, Mike.
Just the side I'm on happens to be right now winning.
The brand winning. A brand new cartoon. It appears to be in Australia, maybe the Australian equivalent of like Noggin or something like that.
Right.
Brand new cartoon. It's called Punky. And I invite you to stay through the first 20 seconds of this promo.
How about Palapalooza or whatever that thing you had? Is this Palapalooza?
No, this is Punky. It's a brand new.
What's that thing you had yesterday? Pompanoos?
Pompamoose. That's a rock band, Mike.
Yeah, you're gay
is
rock
a kid's
band.
That's right. My homosexual rock band. I like to listen as I'm being violated.
Oh, well.
You can't say that. You have to edit that because Steve can't put that on his airwaves.
No, that's medical talk.
That cannot. You cannot
you're
do that.
You're not a doctor.
You can't do that.
I am a doctor.
What's he writing? What is he writing?
He's writing down the code.
He knows he has to.
I'm going
to
listen to
it
again.
Don't tell me what to do.
See, I went to Steve Bridges, and as soon as I go there, Rob goes, potential future employment.
Uh-huh.
All right, go ahead.
Potential.
Steve Bridges. Papa?
Mike, let the ink dry. Okay. I want you to hear this promo. This is a brand new cartoon. And when I heard
Punky.
And when I heard the end of this promo, it just caught me off guard. I invite you to enjoy it.
I'm Punky. New to RTE Junior, a little girl with lots going on. And I like dancing. This is where she lives with her mum, her brother Con, her pet dog.
I love you too, Rufus.
And a very grumpy granny.
That dog is a pest.
Called Cranky. Punky has lots of friends and lots of fun.
Blah, 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 blah.
And a half-down syndrome.
Punky, weekdays on RTE Junior.
So Punky's a special child.
By the by.
You are going to hell.
Australian television is going to hell.
You are going to hell.
She's got a dog.
Rob's
going
to be
I
got
would
a
say grandmother. That you have to give that network some real kudos.
Absolutely.
I mean, even Australia for pulling that off. Mm-hmm. I got to see that.
Yeah. Is it New Zealand or Australia?
Who cares?
Okay, thank you.
Now, meanwhile.
We have time for a couple more,
I know that's
more,
not
Rob.
Why Rob actually brought it
gotta
up.
Got to get buzzed in here with his news.
I wanted to play a song that I thought could bring you and Oscar together because I know you love classic rock.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oscar's people have their music, so how about a mariachi version Oscar's of people. Pink Floyd? I think you'll enjoy it once the vocal kicks in.
I love mariachi bands. You know where I fell in love with them? In Cancun.
Yes. Oh,
I
friggin'
love them.
And the bigger the comically oversized guitar is, the better.
These guys, first of all, they are talented musicians. They really are. And they have great voices. Yeah. And they go out in like 115-degree weather. In velvet suits.
Right.
And they do a great job. I like mariachi.
This, Mike, this is your magic audio.
Thank you very much.
Woo!
We don't need no stinking badges. All right, we'll be back with Buzz Burbank to wrap things up. Thank you again for your phone calls. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Actually appropriate.
Why are you playing the Marine Corps theme?
It just happened.
Sorry.
You know why?
The lead story.
Because we always do on the Liddy Show.
Listener Appreciation Day.
Welcome back to MikeOmaraShow.com. Buzz says it's appropriate. We're going to find out why right now.
because it's time for Buzz and the News. Take it away, Mr. Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. First, let me tell you that we are brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show animated series. Download the Strine Studios cartoons every month for just $1.99. Episode 8 releases Monday, May 16th. That's this coming Monday. Features nearly 10 minutes of the Newlywag Game, a huge hit. A Mike O'Mara Show animated series only at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Buzz, before you get that, I see area code 207 in Maine has been waiting. I'm not sure why.
Right.
Area code 207, what's your name and where are you calling from, real quick?
Prescott, Maine. My name is Luke, and before you say it, yes and no, you guys are not my father.
Luke.
Luke, I am your father.
I understand.
You missed that. You missed that, Mr. Spiewak.
Perhaps it was the delivery.
I love Presque Isle. Presque Isle is one of the most beautiful parts of the world. And how you doing up there today, sir?
Pretty good. I just wanted to call in and let you guys know that you're doing a fantastic job, and I hope you guys do this for the next 20 years.
Oh, God
we
bless you.
My friend.
You know what? Thank you, my Mainer friend.
Just hope to live
and,
that long.
Can't wait to get up there in August. Buzz hopes to live that long, he said. Thank you so much for calling, and we appreciate the support.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot. That's good stuff. I like that Buzz. From Prescott. Go ahead, Buzz.
Osama bin Laden had to be completely surprised by the Navy SEALs who killed him. He had made no preparations to quickly destroy his documents and computer files. Those files, now in the hands of the U.S. intelligence, tell us something very interesting, that it was pretty much just bin Laden, not al-Qaeda, that targeted the United States. In fact, the other al-Qaeda leaders were angry at bin Laden for his obsession with attacking the U.S. They were more intent on wreaking havoc in the Middle East, Yemen, Algeria, Somalia. That's why U.S. officials are now much less worried about an al-Qaeda attack in this country, with the possible exception of a lone nut job here and there.
Hey, Mark,
speaking of
Somalia, you want a cot?
The threat.
I was actually looking at some hotels and airlines.
The threat level is down.
That is cool.
That's the big news.
You know what? Don't you and I think everybody, don't we feel safer?
Yeah,
I do. I don't.
I really don't. You really, really don't.
I don't feel safer. I feel calmer about the situation because I know that there isn't a lunatic out there.
A rando nut job that has it out for us. Right.
That's what I'm saying.
That can always happen.
But I don't feel necessarily safer. I feel calmer.
Right.
That's fair.
I just think that I really think this. I was thinking this driving in really early this morning, and I'm saying to myself, you know, I think the perception may be with these people that do this. You know, we haven't had as many incidents of the lone wolves that we had for a while there, right after 9/11.
Knock wood.
And knock on wood. Mm-hmm. And I could be wrong tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Could it happen tomorrow?
I hope not.
Absolutely.
Anything can happen.
But
anytime.
The fact is, I think. These guys, you got the number one guy. You got the king of the mountain who got shot in the head. That's going to dissuade some of these psychos.
Don't you think it's going to make Gaddafi second guess himself a little bit, too?
I'm surprised that hasn't happened. I would have thought that would happen.
I think we're close.
It's definitely a big step in the right direction.
Yeah, there can always be the rando nut job. But as far as a concerted effort to come after us, I think that was pretty much exclusively bin Laden and not al-Qaeda as a whole.
Interesting.
Yeah, for the fourth time in a week, an airline passenger has tried to open an emergency door or some similar stuff
Mike.
During a flight.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I get upset.
The latest case, he gets jumpy.
Mm-hmm. He does. Noivas.
The latest case involved a Delta passenger en route from Orlando to Boston. That was Tuesday night. Had to be subdued by another passenger.
Kathy.
Two days before that, a guy from Yemen started yelling and banging on the cockpit door of another flight. Before that, an Illinois man went nuts on a Continental from Houston to Chicago, tried to open an emergency exit door. And before that, they found a bomb note in the jaw of a Delta flight from Detroit to San Diego. What's going on?
People are going nuts.
House Speaker John Boehner may be in for a chilly reception when he speaks at Washington's Catholic University commencement here this Saturday. Dozens of faculty members from Catholic colleges have written Boehner a letter scolding him for having what they call the worst record in Congress when it comes to protecting the poor. A Christian radio network has just purchased 1,200 billboards across the country to remind us that Judgment Day is set for a week from Saturday, right after the Big Duff.
That's right after the Big Duff. We're having an end-of-the-world party.
Right.
You know, our timing couldn't be perfect. I really never knew what time of day the world was supposed to begin to end, but now we do, thanks to this Christian radio network.
What time are they saying it's going to be?
Coming up, the co-founder of Family Radio says the end begins at 6 p.m. that day with earthquakes and that the S-storm will continue until October. This is the same guy who predicted apocalypse in 94, but now explains he hadn't quite finished his research as he has now.
Also the same guy that now is like tiptoeing around, well, if it doesn't happen this time, it's 6 years from now.
Always hedge your bets.
Wow.
But I think it's great they're getting it done in drive time.
What he's doing is he's making a living doing
you
it.
You do not, and again, if you're out there and if you don't think this is really happening, there are people that are preparing for this.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I know a family that is doing this, and it is tragic.
Is this
tragic?
Let me ask you this, Buzz. Yeah. Is this wider than any of the other ones? Is this more intense than any of the other ones?
I do think more Christian fundamentalists have bought into this,
this
one
particular
thing.
But also,
I mean, if the last one, the last big one, apparently was 94, the internet wasn't happening then.
Right.
We weren't crazy like that then.
Right.
It's easier to get a crackpot theory out
this
now.
This is also a testament to where you've got radicals in every religion. Mm-hmm. And you've got extremists in every religion. So regardless of what's happening in the Middle East, if you think all Muslims are like Osama bin Laden, you're wrong.
Right.
And look in the mirror. If you're Christian or Catholic, see what's happening in this country.
Yeah, Mark.
I'm just saying that they're extremists on all different levels.
There are indeed.
The NBC affiliate in Tucson will not be airing the next episode of Law & Order LA. That episode features a crazed gunman who goes on a rampage killing a state senator. That will not air in Arizona.
Wow, was it ripped from today's headlines?
It was, in fact.
Wow.
Now, I would have been unprepared if we talked about what's coming up, and I'll be sure and look for that in terms of what to expect in the coming months on television. But congratulations, your love of crap TV like Jersey Shore and Celebrity Apprentice have killed some more good scripted shows. Ugh. Fox has just canceled Lie to Me, The Chicago Code, and Human Target.
Wasn't Lie to Me your favorite?
Three of my favorite shows. Lie to Me, one of the best shows on TV, at least for a while.
And it's just, I don't get it. I mean, because isn't there a saturation effect with some of these shows? Like, I have trouble even watching American Idol.
Well, I think idiots don't really saturate.
I visited a friend recently who she loves all the reality shows. She watches them all, and she's a well-educated human being. I don't get it.
Mrs. Spiewak can watch six judge shows in a row.
It's just junk.
Love me the Judge Judy.
It's junk food junk food for the mind.
It's junk food.
The problem is we're rewarding the networks for making this really cheap programming, and so really good scripted stuff falls by the wayside as a result, and that makes sense.
And it'll never come back.
Finally, surprise, it's from Florida, where state lawmakers now, after many years of failure, they finally passed a law that bans sex with animals. It took them forever.
Yay!
They finally got around to outlawing bestiality.
Why are we clapping?
I don't know.
But now that lawyers have examined the new law, they've found it to be poorly worded, so much so, it turns out the lawmakers have accidentally outlawed all sex in Florida for everyone.
Oh, dear.
As of October 1st this year, according to the law, even consenting adult humans must check with their veterinarian or livestock breeder before doing the deed.
There you go.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by the Big Duff 2, our annual golf tournament, May 21st. Don't forget, that's 2 weeks from Saturday.
One week from Saturday.
1 week, Mike, one.
Whoa. I've been saying that so long. I've been saying that for 2 months,
it's
2 weeks.
It's the shoes.
In King George, Virginia. You need to sign up right away. It's a day of golf, prizes, and adult hijinks.
Oh.
Followed by our end of the world after party at a secret location. Don't forget to call Jason, 703-628-1343. That's 703-628-1343. Or go to MikeOMaraShow.com for the details. That's it. Got to get out of here. Don't forget our bonus hour on Friday is coming up. Children's stories and Jabrilliance.
Yay, Jabril.
Hey. Yes, featuring Jabril, Rob's Somali son. That's coming up. Thank you. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Ciao.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick of Black Gold, and you're listening to The Rob Spiewak Show on 1630, The Mighty KCJJ.